Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I talk a lot about psychology on the show, especially the psychology of the voter and elections. And I think Biden and his team completely missed the mark. And I see what everybody's kind of criticizing. Even Democrats are criticizing the red background and some of the picturesque qualities, and that to me wasn't a big deal. In fact, I thought the red was actually a very pretty color, and I think the reason why they chose red, I'm not saying it was a good color to choose, but I found the color pretty. They used red. I don't know if they were trying to make him look like the dark side, but they used red because Biden's kind of sleepy and not very energetic, so they kind of used the red to wake up the listener, wake up the viewer. So when in media, or in anything for that matter, when you see red in medicine, when you see red, you're going to jump on it. So I understand the choice of red. I was, you know, wondering at first, where's the red, white, and blue? You do see the blue next to it. You do see. So the red was used to, I guess, give, you know, Joe Biden a little bit more strength, a little bit more, you know, again, everything we use in marketing and media, when it comes to colors, when it comes to sounds, even casinos, it's manipulation. So I'm not that worried about the whole red look. The problem I have with what Biden did yesterday, and it's not that I want to rip on him as a president or whatever, is his team knows better. And they're playing defense, and they got themselves into a bigger hole than they needed to. And even Democrats are saying, okay, that really wasn't the right way to go. This whole last week or two, saying that people who supported Trump, you know, are fascists, and the MAGA Republicans, shows they really don't understand the actual voter. And they're missing the mark. And media does this all the time. If you're not with us, you're against us. If you aren't on our side, you're crazy. That's what they did with the vaccines. And they were accusing people who were a little hesitant on the vaccines that they were MAGA Republicans or Trumpers. And a lot of my African-American patients in Mississippi and Alabama were like, that's kind of insulting for them to think that we're going to make a health decision based on a political candidate. Who do they think we are? You know, and so sadly, when, you know, the media does this, or when the Democrats do this, it really shoots themselves in the foot. But what they don't realize is there's not an entity of MAGA Republicans. You have people that might have supported President Trump, but you have a lot of individuals out there that like certain policies. Right? They want less crime. They want more support of our law enforcement. They want less, obviously, you know, harm being done to people who are being handcuffed or incarcerated. So you have people that are kind of on both sides of that in terms of abortion. You have people that want government out of the choice of individuals, but they also don't want their tax dollars going to abortions and ending a fetus life. You have individuals that want security across the border to limit cartel and drugs and crime, but you also want, you know, you also have people that want an open, you know, want to foster the open immigration policy, or a good immigration policy that America was founded on. So when somebody says that there's MAGA Republicans and they're fascist, it's very confusing, and it's a misnomer. Because what happened was individuals who wanted You know, I think I want parents involved in their education choices. I think I want protections at the border. I want crime to go down. I want, that doesn't mean they're a MAGA Republican. They could also be Democrat. They could be, and so where Biden's team missed the mark is they wanted to make, they were playing defense. They wanted to make him look strong. They're tired of people calling him Sleepy Joe. They're tired of people saying that he looks weak. So they wanted to give him the vibrant red background, give him the Marines behind him, and have him look like he was going after something to make him look strong. Wrong image. And now he's being ridiculed more than ever. I don't know if you've seen the memes. He looks like an angry man. He looks like, because, you know, sadly, when sometimes individuals age, part of their cognitive changes involve in anger, misplaced anger. So when people are going, okay, MAGA Republicans versus other Republicans, all right, you know, not, the average person isn't running around saying make America great again. The average person is saying, can we have somebody do something about our border? Can we have somebody do something about crime? Can parents be involved before a child makes a decision about, you know, changing their body parts and transitioning and affecting their fertility? Can, you know, these are things that both Democrats and Republicans do agree on. But they, again, it's all about, you know, marginalizing. It's all about, you know, making it look like the extremes. And so when he brought up the term MAGA Republicans, most people that are conservative don't really call themselves that. So they're like, okay, well, whoever he's talking about, whatever. And so it didn't look unifying. It didn't look like a leader. It made it look like that if somebody, you know, will only have the choice of voting for Trump to do something about our border, to do something about crime, to do something about the economy, to do something about inflation and the wasteful spending, what they did is they just categorized them as a MAGA Republican. And they need to stop doing that. And unless that's their only, unless that's the Biden administration's only tool, only weapon. But he has more. Biden can do so much more. And one thing that was really attractive about Joe Biden, and I know a lot of people might disagree with this, but what was very attractive about Joe Biden was he didn't have the swings of, you know, okay, I'm going to get out there and tweet. He didn't seem to have the anger. Well, we did start to notice on the campaign trail, he did start to snap and get angry. But he had this, okay, you know what? We're going to have a calm, cool, collected approach. We're going to have common sense. And he didn't capitalize on that. So his team needs an overhaul. And, I mean, I'll give you guys some advice because you're making him sink faster than he needs to. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there is a lot of confusion for people when it comes to pronouns. And there's been, and I get it. I get it that things have kind of progressed and moved a little quickly for some older individuals who maybe don't necessarily, learn very quickly. And I'm one of them. It takes me a while because you learn one thing, and then all of a sudden it's like, no, that's wrong. You don't say it that way anymore. And it's like, oh, no, what did I do? And so there's a kind of a catch-up phase. So what we're going to quickly talk about next is originally when people were being inclusive of the LGBTQ community and being sensitive to those who didn't want to be named, labeled as her or him, or she or he. There were some individuals who struggled and made big faux pas, such as, remember there was that one person at the DMV who used the term it when the customer came to the DMV and she used the wrong pronoun, I guess she used, and they corrected her. Then they used the term it, or I think they published that on the card, and I don't really have that story in front of me right now. And it was very, very insulting. So a mass campaign went out to teach people what appropriate pronouns are. The problem is the more you think you know, the more you could actually be wrong. And so there are other pronouns, the ire. Those are pronouns that we are using. Originally, a lot of people use z, zim, zer, zis. For z, for he, she, zim, for him, her, zer, for his, her, zis, for his or hers. Now we have a lot of a, e, y, a, well, I, okay, my e's are always long e's. It could be e. Okay, so e, y for he, she, m for him, her, air, h, or I'm sorry, e, I, r for his or her, airs, his, hers, and air self. So when somebody is talking about themselves, rather than using themselves or herself or his self, you could use air self. Now, some of you believe that, okay, this won't last, these pronouns are going to be too difficult. No, 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 pronouns are going to be here to stay. And one of the reasons why there is a huge, huge need to have this clarified for people is because many linguistics are kind of struggling with us using plural to help identify somebody who might not appreciate, you know, might not identify with the old school pronouns. So, for example, we have, many of us, our Grammarly or our editor or whatever will see us say, okay, so Johnny wrote a book. His book sold 5 copies. We don't do that anymore. We don't say his because we are assuming Johnny is male and he might not be male. So instead, we've been using they. Johnny wrote a book. They sold 5 copies. That's not correct grammatically. Singular is singular. Plural is plural. So we are going to see the media, we are going to see professors, we're going to see linguistic experts try to train us to use singular forms of words that will represent those that might not identify as he, she. And we notice people have their pronouns when they sign emails, they have their pronouns. Some do. You know, we'll say my pronouns are she, hers, she. There's, which ones do they usually use? They use like she, her, and hers. But some are using the air, the E-I-R or the E-Y. Those are for non-binary. And then you also have the Z. You have the V, ver, vis, vers. You know, it's interesting. When I see these, I think about conjugating verbs, like when I learned, you know, a foreign language. And when you see that, it's not a mistake. Don't fix the typo. You have to be really, really careful. If you're in education and you have a child that writes ER and there's nothing next to it or a VE, don't correct the spelling. Keep in mind that might be because it's a gender pronoun. And we definitely don't want anybody insulting anybody or getting canceled accidentally because they're not using the pronoun right. But what I want to talk about is, real quickly here, is, you know, I've been asked why so many people in the population are, you know, not identifying as male or female. And they're not all transgender. You have cisgender males and females that are breaking the shackles of being committed to male or female. And this is kind of a revolution that's going on right now that's really newer for a lot of us older folks that never thought that this is something that was going to, you know, become such an issue in society, and it has. But, you know, it was, you know, he, she, he has a penis, she has a vagina. And then if they, you know, don't prefer to be, you know, what they were biologically created as, they then transition. This is what's getting changed. Because transgender individuals don't want necessarily the label that they're transgender. The movement is to remove any sort of male or female demarcation at birth. So person with a vagina, person with a penis. Now, we fall all over ourselves, contradicting ourselves from progressive standpoints, because women don't want to be known as a person with a vagina. Women are like, okay, well, a woman, we encompass a whole bunch of things. Well, what do you encompass? And then when you start to say things, they're like, well, that's stereotypical. That's discriminatory. So, you know, is society going to later be, you know, I don't want to be called a guy, I don't want to be called a girl. And I got to be honest, you know, in my stamp, it was very interesting. You know how people will watch, you know, politics and go, well, you know, I'm conservative, but I'm not necessarily a Republican, or I'm liberal, and I'm not necessarily a Democrat. We are, as a whole, not only with gender, with everything, going, look, I don't want to be labeled. I'm hearing this with Catholics, with Jews, with, you know, people of mixed race. They're like, I don't want to be labeled one thing. I want to be considered who I am. Johnny, Bill, Rhonda. I don't want to be, okay, well, you're over here, you're Italian, you're Catholic, you're Jewish, you're female. And so it'll be interesting to see where this goes. It is going to be very difficult for a lot of people to navigate, and hopefully navigate without making mistakes. But, you know, it's interesting. I notice some days when I have my heels on and I have my nice underwear on, you know, I got my makeup and my hair, I feel more feminine. But then other days when I'm wearing my husband's boxers and I'm hanging out with the guys, watching football, beer, being able to burp and fart, I feel like a dude. Now, that's very stereotypical, but, you know, I don't always feel like a girl. I don't always feel like a guy. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, I need to, you know, transition. I love the fact that I'm a woman and I'm married to my husband and I have kids, so I'm very, very happy about being a cisgender female. But we are starting to, in society, shake the notion, whether it's good or bad, of being one thing. You know, we're doing that with our careers. You see doctors out there. You know, Dr. Oz, he went to medical school. Did he go to medical school to become a senator? To become a you know, media personality? He went to medical school to be a cardiologist. And then from there, he's a media personality, he's a senator. So a lot of us, even in our jobs, we end up holding multiple roles. And maybe that's what's going to happen. Maybe there's going to be like biological sex versus gender versus identity. But if you do see Zer, Zyself, Vaver, these could be pronouns that are being used to not commit somebody to one gender. And I do have many patients who say, look, I really don't want to be a girl or a guy. I just want to be me. I want to have sex with whoever I want to have sex with. Look how confused people were with Ann Hedge. Is she with Ellen DeGeneres or is she with men? And we're starting to see that LGBTQ isn't necessarily, you're just LBGTQ. It's a lot more complex. So, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Manhunt continues in Canada after a stabbing spree left at least 10 people dead and 15 injured on Sunday.
We've got a fresh set of investigators and shifts coming in today that will take over this investigation, and we will not stop this investigation until we have those two safely in custody.
In a Twitter video, Regina Police Chief Evan Bray says Damian Sanderson and Miles Sanderson are still at large. More than 8 million travelers have gone through security at the nation's airport since Tuesday. That's according to the TSA, as Americans took to the skies for one last summer getaway over Labor Day weekend. The busiest day came on Thursday. President Biden delivering remarks to union workers in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Labor Day. The president also set to travel to Pittsburgh later today. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Get Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, with this dangerous heat wave coming our way, Nevadans have also been told to not charge their electric vehicles. California isn't the only one told to not charge their electric vehicles during a certain time of the day. California or Nevada has too. So the National Weather Service has issued a, quote, dangerous heat wave warning for many parts of the western United States. This goes all the way up through Montana. This is excessive heat. In my neck of the woods, we're up at about 100. Well, right now it's a little less, but we've been hitting the 110 degree temperatures. I mean, I'm used to it because I grew up in Phoenix and it gets hotter there. But we, you know, are seeing triple digits. Death Valley is supposed to reach about 124 degrees. That's actually cooler. I think the record was 134 degrees for Death Valley hit July of 1913, but still very, very hot. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, Southern Nevada, so our energy company is Nevada Energy. Nevada Energy asked residents this Wednesday and Thursday, which is past now, between 5 and 8 p.m., to decrease our electricity use, including charging electric vehicles. So they asked us to adjust the thermostat to 78 degrees or higher to reduce the use of air conditioning, barring any medical issues, of course. Try to use ceiling fans to cool people and pets, and try to pre-cool your home before you get to the 5 p.m. time slot. Use large electric appliances like dishwashers, washing machines, electric clothes dryers before 10 a.m. and after 8 p.m. Now, I don't know if you guys are like me. I'm like, oh, crap, I need to do laundry. And then if you don't do it right then and there, it just doesn't get done. So try to put off laundry, you know, after 8 p.m. Now, by the way, this was just what Nevada Power has not updated this yet, as of today, has not updated it. And but for those of you that live in areas where there are grid issues or your power bill is starting to go through the roof, I think any of these tips are very helpful. You know, I mean, we have the air conditioning blasting, nobody looks at it, and then all of a sudden we're cold, and we're like, okay, I got to lower it. And no, you might need to actually put a little bit of work into it, and it might save you some money. They say run your pool pump 8 to 12 hours a day and schedule it to run after 8 p.m. Some of your guys' pool pumps are going on all the time. They say charge electric vehicles before 10 a.m., or at night after 8 p.m. Okay, so now they change it. Before it was don't charge between 5 and 8. Now they're asking people to charge early morning or later night. They say Nevada Energy offers an electric vehicle time of use rate to help customers save money by charging during off-peak hours. Of course, turn off unnecessary lights. I would also get, you know, a lot of us have our chargers plugged in all day long and it has the little light on. You don't need to do that. Just unplug. Get things out of the outlets. We really use a lot more electricity than we think we do. If you're going to be out of town because it's a holiday weekend, they recommend adjusting your thermostat to 82 degrees. Unplug appliances and electronics that are not in use. Closing window coverings to keep the heat out. Make sure your pool pumps will only operate after 8 p.m. And there's tons of other things that my power company in my neck of the woods have offered, but apparently they are trying to conserve electricity. They tried to this week, and it'll be interesting to see what happens over the weekend. They want to offset energy supply issues caused by excessive heat in California and Nevada, gas supply, energy constraints, and access to market power. So this follows a lot of the controversy and fear that people have that their state is going to follow what California is doing. So California passed recent legislation to mandate all new vehicles need to be electric or hydrogen powered by 2035, which is less than 13 years away. And yeah, 13 years is a long time, 12 and a half years actually. No, actually wait, 12 and a fourth year away. But for those of us that very commonly get our power bill going, what the hell did I just do? And we are getting alerts from our power company saying, hey, guys, you need to cut back on power. We're starting to see this might not make sense. California themselves, Governor Newsom requested that residents limit charging their electric vehicles between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. to minimize demand on their energy grid. Now, these were all nice suggestions. Nothing has been mandated. But eventually, if the electric grid can't handle it, it will. I mean, keep in mind, one is our population is growing. Our population is growing by the millions every month. So we have a more demand. We also have warmer temperatures. And with warmer temperatures, people, you know, you could maybe, you know, in the cool, you know, light, you know, you could heat. Heat usually isn't as expensive as air conditioning, but you could also add a fireplace. You could have warmers. There's a lot of other things you could do. you know, to increase the warmth you need. But when it comes to cooling down, it's tough. I mean, you know, I would tell people, look, if you want to cool down, jump into the shower. But we are also on water restrictions. So it's air conditioning, fans, and using your electricity or sitting in your car. Well, that then we're going to have some contradictory advice here being given by our politicians to go more electric, but at the same time, quit taxing our electric grid. Our infrastructure is not in place. And I'm worried because I'm a physician. And I need to know that my patients, if they do have medical issues and do suffer from heat illness and need to keep their house a certain temperature, they could do that. If we have power outages and food starts to spoil and air conditioning doesn't work and people begin to overheat, or in the winter even, when there's not enough heating, those are medical issues. I don't give a damn about the car you have. I care about you. Now, yes, I do love my environment, and I do want to help save the environment. I'm just not convinced that all these electric wires and wiring stations and batteries are going to necessarily, you know, protect the environment, you know, to the degree that it needs to. I think there's so many other things that are also being done that is affecting our environment and ozone layer that might need to have much more assertive campaigns as opposed to, okay, everybody has to go electric. I'm very nervous about that idea. True, by 2035 in California, it doesn't mean all cars are electric. But you see where this is going. If the governor wants your vehicle to be electric and all new vehicles electric, then people with fuel cars are going to be the bad guy. You're going to be discriminated against, just like with smoking. When we went, all right, everybody has to be smoke-free. You know, this is non-smoking. If you were a smoker, you were discriminated against. And we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. But let me just quickly talk about heat illness here. So it's going to be hot. Labor Day weekend is not going to be easy. It sounds like there's going to be, you know, planes and cancellations and overbookings and people in long traffic. Be aware of heat issues. A heat wave are periods of abnormally hot weather that generally last over 2 days. Excessive heat warnings are just a little different. They occur within 12 hours of the onset of extremely dangerous heat conditions, meaning the heat index is going to be greater than 105 degrees for more than 3 hours a day for at least 2 days in a row, and nighttime temperatures will not drop below 75 degrees. Well, for those of us that live in the desert or in the west or southwest, that's kind of normally summer. But heat illness can be anywhere from cramps to being tired to being achy to nausea, dizzy, weak, fainting to actually, going into heat stroke. So try to stay cool. Cool compresses. Get medical help if you're affected. 1-877-DR.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800, and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as much as we want summer to be over, as we are in September and we're like, all right, let's start moving into the fall, getting ready for Halloween next month, and then this is my favorite time of year. I love starting to get ready for the holidays, and there's already Christmas trees being sold. People are already selling Christmas trees, which, by the way, Christmas trees, those prices are going to go up. I heard they're having issues with farms and the wildfires and the drought. So we'll probably be hearing a little bit more of that as we get closer. But we're still in summer. And a heat wave is gripping the West. Millions of us in the West Coast, especially California, are urged to set their thermostats to 78 degrees to conserve electricity today. And I know a lot of people, they have their house at 68. You could live fine at 78. You could even do okay at 80. It gets a little hot, but it's better than being outside in 110-degree heat. But we have an intense heat wave that is going to blanket much of the West. California Independent System Operator manages 80% of the state's grid. It has extended what is known as a flex alert, and it's urging residents to curtail electricity use, according to CNN, between the hours of 4 p.m. and 9 p.m., all the way through till next Thursday. The operator also suggested residents pre-cool their homes at 72 degrees Fahrenheit before 4 p.m., then immediately turn their thermostats to 78 degrees or higher during the conservation hours. Residents are also avoided to weigh, you know, heavily on the grid by charging their electric vehicles. That which is ironic, being that didn't they just approve a law to have all new cars by 2035 electric? Some of you are like, not a big deal, it's only 5 hours. I think it is a big deal, because what's 5 hours now could be longer later. They also are recommending that you don't use any large appliances. Well, your large appliances could be refrigerator, oven, washer, dryer. So 4 to 9 p.m. is dinner time, which means maybe pre-cook your food in your, maybe your slow cooker. I don't know. They say more flex alerts are likely to be issued through the holiday weekend as excessive heat is forecast to blanket most of California. That's according to a news release by the operator, the California Independent System Operator. They say the burden of the grid increases during late afternoon hours. They say as air conditioner use goes up, while the supply provided by solar energy declines. Well, also, people are back from work, and they charge their cars. That's when a lot of people charge their cars. It'll be very interesting to see if the 4 to 9, that 4 to 9 range causes people to, as soon as their alarm kicks off, saying, okay, 9 p.m., and then everybody rushes to try to charge their cars. California has, I think, some of the largest number of people with these electric cars. But, thankfully, most of us don't, so it hopefully won't weigh on the grid too much at 9 p.m. But trust me, if you live in California, they're going to eventually say you cannot, you know how you can't water your grass during certain times? Probably not going to be able to charge your car during certain times. To me, it's going to be pretty stressful. So the California's grid, they said, will be limited in its ability to import power because neighboring states are anticipating high temperatures. They say we're monitoring for any potential energy supply shortfalls and changes in conditions such as wildfires or generation or transmission outages. Governor Gavin Newsom has issued a state of emergency because of this. He said, we are anticipating this extreme heat to be a length and duration, the likes of which we haven't experienced in some time. So Labor Day is expected to be the hottest day during this heat wave, with temperatures soaring an additional 15 to 20 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. So weather prediction centers said widespread daily high temperature records are possible, with some locations possibly reaching monthly levels. Now, I as a physician, this is deadly. All right, I live in Nevada. I take care of people with heat illness in Arizona. I'm licensed in multiple states. And so Utah, Idaho, Oregon, Washington State, parts of Nevada that aren't used to the heat, excuse me, need to prepare. Temperatures could be as high as 116 degrees, 105 in some areas. Heat advisories are in place for Boise, Idaho, Reno, Nevada, and Seattle. Cities including L.A., San Diego, Palm Springs, Fresno, San Francisco, Sacramento, and Redding are under excessive heat warnings. Not all of them are going to see 116, but some of them will be higher than they usually have. And that's the other thing, too. When it comes to heat, it's not just the number of the heat. I mean, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. So for us, I remember temperatures going up to 120. That's not, to me, anything that was shocking. But what was concerning was when it was cool one day and then it spiked up. That's when that starts to... So the definition of an excessive heat warning is within 12 hours of the onset of extremely dangerous heat conditions, where the heat index, air temperature, and humidity is going to be greater than 105 for more than 3 hours a day, at least 2 days in a row, and your nighttime temperatures will not drop below 75 degrees. Now, I live in temperatures like that all the time, but when you go from zero, you know, not zero to 90, but if you go from, you know, 96, 99 to 116, that's a lot than more people can take. And they're like, well, I'm good because I'm outside for only 5-10 minutes. I just have to walk to my car in the parking lot. I have to. It's different. And it is going to be different. So I worry about people getting stuck in their car. I worry during snowstorms. What was it where people were stuck for almost 2 days on the highway in that snowstorm in Virginia? And that happened this last year. And I worry about getting stuck on the road in the heat. Now, when that happens, we have you turn on the car and use the air conditioning. But you could run out of fuel, but you could also run out of battery. And so if you are already on charging limits and you have a battery that might not be as reliable, this could be extremely dangerous. So state regulators are asking people to not charge their cars between 4 and 9 p.m. Now, if you guys can figure all that out, that's great. But the restriction is going to be from, I believe, August 31st to September 6th. There are voluntary calls right now through these flex alerts, but what's voluntary will become mandatory if they notice people aren't listening. And I know that happens. People are like, wait a second. Came home from work. I got a busy weekend. I'm working all weekend. The rules don't apply to me. These other people are off, so the rules don't apply to me. And also keep in mind, the electricity is going to be in higher demand because people go to the coast. I'm not leaving town. I'm going to stay in Nevada, but everybody and their mother I know is heading to the beach this weekend. They're going away, and they're going to go to California. So the tourism also adds to the grid. So, you know, with the idea that we're going to all go electric eventually and we'll all be on electric cars, I really like the idea of everybody having, if they can. I mean, I grew up in a family where we had one car. Then my dad eventually got a work vehicle. He bought a vehicle for work, and then my mom could have a vehicle for us. But that was tough, finding a used car, something where we could have two cars so we weren't just reliant on my dad being able to make it home, because his van would break down all the time. But, you know, if we are going to be a two-car kind of American family, I'd say have one electric, one gas, or maybe at least them being hybrid. I just don't like the idea of us being so reliant and taxing a grid. And, you know, it's funny because they talk about global warming and they say it's getting hotter, it's getting hotter. And if the summers are getting hotter, then don't you think you want to be a little bit more cautious with what we're doing with our power grids? 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.